What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is nappyafro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 275. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Martin Shuther King, and the a.k.a. that's older than my real name, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. Coach Germ, a.k.a. the next-door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. the king of the lanes, a.k.a. LeBron Flames. I'm in the building.
Damn, your AKs got longer than mine. What happened? How did that happen?
Pause. But anyway,
said the AKAs.
Got longer than mine anyway, so all right, just roll with it, man. Come on, man.
God damn, man. No rhyme, get your mind out the gutter.
No rhyme or reason, say pause. We just do it because it's funny, man. People do not, it doesn't make me a weirdo. It's just funny, man.
It does make you a weirdo. That was like,
it's comical at this point, man. It's just like a joke amongst friends, man.
I don't know. I think you're a weirdo at this point. But that's okay. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm excited. I am very excited this year about NBA. It's not even on the timeline right now. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about the NBA because I don't have football anymore. Baseball ended for me a couple weeks ago. So NBA is all I have right now.
You telling me the Cardinals are not in the playoffs anymore?
Cardinals did not make the playoffs, bro.
First time in your life, I bet.
Nah, you know, they missed a couple times. I mean, anywhere from the late 80s to the late 90s, they was missing in action. But no, man, like they're out. So I quit watching because it was the Cubs and the Dodgers, and I'm praying the Dodgers pull this out because fuck the Cubs.
Yeah, they got them a ring last year.
Yeah, fuck the Cubs, man. They never have to win again. That's all I got to say. So all I got is the NBA, and I'm really amped this year. I don't have a team, but I'm really amped about the games this year, man.
It's all right. You do have a team, the Cavaliers. Stop fronting.
Not the Cavs.
All right. I heard there's a podcast called The Frocast, and on this is a guy named Saul Wright. He is the biggest LeBron James fan, and you are definitely a Cavaliers fan. That's just what I heard.
That wouldn't be accurate. You obviously don't listen to the other 274 episodes. I am a LeBron fan, definitely not a LeBron stan, and I didn't come back when he came back. I actually stayed with the Heat, and then the Heat ran that organization to the ground again. And I'm done. I hate shitty management. You know this if you listen to the other Frocast. Shitty management will get me off board quick than a motherfucker. And when they kept Chris Bosh around for some reason when he can't play, like he physically can't play, and then they let Dwayne Wade go, I was like, y'all niggas is retarded.
Man, they had to. Man, they had to move on, man. It was time to move on.
Sometimes you got to pay that man. That dude, that's your franchise. You wouldn't have any rings if
not
it wasn't for Wade.
Not my franchise anymore. Like, I can't pay you for what you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Why you pay him. That should be the agreement.
That's bad business. That's bad business.
I can't rock with that, man. I'm down for loyalty. And when this cat is study taking,
I get it, but that's not good for business.
Well, maybe that's why I'm not a good businessman. I don't know. But if it came around to Nappy Afro and it was like, yo, we're going to pay y'all in year 11 if y'all take a cut for 10 years. I'm taking a cut for 10 years, and in year 11, I'm expecting to get paid.
Well, it's not a cut. I mean, shit, that's an offer. Like, that's different. We're talking about if we feel like, let's say, you know, niggas not going to pay us. Like, well, we can't expect to get paid for how dope we was in 2012. Like, if we not dope in 2017 like we was in 2012 and 13, we can't expect to get that rate. That's all I'm saying. You got to get your 2017 rate. And Dwayne Wade, your 2017 rate ain't nowhere near your 2012 rate.
Do you think that they paid him for his dopeness in those previous years? That's my point.
Oh, yeah. Hell,
I don't think so. I don't think you brought us LeBron and Bosh. You brought us two more rings.
Yeah.
I don't think he got paid because he was the lowest one out of the three when that happened. Listen, he was the lowest one out of the three when they came there for the 4 years.
They all make about the same thing, man. What you mean?
He was still less than the other two. But he was still less than the other two. All of them
took a pay cut. LeBron doesn't get paid what he's worth.
That's not my point. LeBron left. LeBron left. You upped Chris Bosh's money, and you didn't want to offer Wade money. I can't fuck with that, bruh.
That's just like, man, he was wore down, man. Like, I can't overpay.
Bosh couldn't play.
At least Bosh was playing at the time. He could still, you know, he was in better shape than Wade was.
Nigga, when Bosh, they re-upped on Bosh, and then he had the lung injury.
Yeah, like, twice. Come on, man.
Nah, bro, I can't fuck with that. To me, that was a bad look. It was a bad look. You fought for Bosh harder than you fought for Wade, and I can't fuck with that.
Bosh was almost 7 feet tall.
Bosh was also dead. He was NBA dead. You can't play with a blood clot, bro.
I mean, you know, that happened after we inked him. You know what I'm saying? If we knew he was gonna have a lung injury, no, we wouldn't have done that. Is what
No, they re-signed him after the first lung injury.
He came back and played though, right?
Yeah, he played for like 15, 20 games or some shit, and then he had that shit again. It actually was longer than that. But he had this shit again.
He was balling after he came back, though. I do recall that.
And then what?
And then he had the lung injury again. But D-Wade, like, his play has dropped significantly. Like, I don't want to call him D-Wade. That nigga name is Dwayne Wade, bro. He is not D-Wade no more. D-Wade was a way better player.
We were stopping being disrespectful. I know that shit.
Dwayne Wade.
We will stop being disrespectful. I didn't like the move, so I don't have a team. But I'm excited about this year. I know you don't watch to the playoffs.
Exactly. Can't believe you got me talking about NBA this much.
All right. I'm gonna leave it alone then. We're gonna go to the outline.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna go to the outline. And this is the first one as you all know, you should know, it's 275 episodes. Germ takes over the outline. He makes the outline for the show. Sometimes I click the link, sometimes I don't. I just got this link before we went live. The mics is hot. And this outline says, man enslaved by restaurant manager. What the fuck is this? Germ, I'm going to ask you the normal question. Is this real?
100% real.
All right. So the link is to a site called News and Record. Greensboro.com News and Record is the site.
That is the newspaper for Greensboro, North Carolina.
So this is legit so far.
Legit.
Prosecutors say white restaurant manager in Conway, South Carolina, enslaved black man for years. Are they currently reporting on this? What the fuck am I reading?
Currently, it's all right. This is going on. This is in court. It's going on in court right now.
Edwards, 52, was arrested this week and pleaded not guilty in court Wednesday. Well, first open court. Okay, I was about to say they fucked this up. Shortly after prosecutors announced the indictment, records show. So, Germ, you read this already. Before I peruse it online, what the fuck is the story?
Basically what happened was the guy, the restaurant owner, he had taken in, you know, I'm not going to say taken in this man, but basically had this man working for him for years, had him living like behind the restaurant in like a little small-ass little shack. He wasn't paying him. He said he had like at least $50,000 of the money that he owed him saved up somewhere. And this man he used to beat on him and talk bad to him. Wow. They say he was kind of a little mentally ill a little bit. So,
of course he was. He's white.
And then finally, I forgot.
That's the story. No, that's the story. Anytime there's a white person doing some shit wrong, a killing, slavery, beating, they're mentally ill.
The man was mentally ill that was getting enslaved.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Said he had a mild cognitive disability. Had worked more than two decades without issue at J&J Cafeteria, washing dishes, bussing tables, and later cooking food. When his boss took over, this guy, the defendant, he said the job turned into a nightmare. He said Edwards would force Smith to work dawn until late into the night, 7 days a week, with little to no or no pay, no benefits, and no vacation time. Some days he would leave so exhausted and weak he had to be carried home and physically fed, drink and food. They described Edwards as a slave driver. He said the manager would call him racial slurs and threaten to stomp his throat and beat him until people would not recognize him. He also was assaulted regularly, the lawsuit said. In one instance, Smith said Edwards dipped a pair of tongs into hot frying grease and scalded the back of his neck. On another case...
Okay, now wait a minute. I want to make sure that we say the names because this is some bullshit. Bobby Paul Edwards,
No, this is South Carolina, man. This is it's all right. You don't understand. But it's probably 1,000 Bobby Pauls, okay?
Like, well, then, shit, if you Bobby Paul Edwards, if you know him, punch him in the face. I don't know. Chances are you're going to hit the right one. I don't know. The person that was being enslaved, his name is John Christopher Smith. So I just wanted to get those names out there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Edwards is the defendant, the slave master, and Smith is the slave, the alleged. Oh, this is alleged, people.
That doesn't seem really fucking alleged. This seems pretty solid.
And so on another occasion, when Smith didn't bring food out fast enough to the buffet, Edwards took Smith into the back of the restaurant and whipped him with a belt buckle. As the plaintiff was heard crying like a child and yelling, "No, Bobby, please!" After this beating, defendant Bobby forced plaintiff to get back to work. The complaint reads, all the while, Smith lived in the squalor behind the restaurant in a roach-infested apartment owned by Edwards. They say Edwards allegedly told Smith he had a bank account with $30,000 of his earnings, but Smith has never paid any of that money or given access to that account. The restaurant reported that Smith earned less than $1,000 per quarter, even though he regularly worked 18-hour days.
Okay, God, so damn. I have questions, several. How long did this go on?
It went on from, let's see.
Because it sounds like it's saying from 2010 to 2015.
Yeah, from September. Yeah, they said alleged Edwards held Smith captive from September 2009 to October 2014. An even longer period than Smith's attorneys outlined in their lawsuit. God damn.
So we're looking at 4 years. They're saying he only made $30,000 in 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, so that's what they kept away from him. If he was making $1,000 a quarter, he's making $4,000 a year. He's made what? That's 16. So he only made $46,000. That's what they're saying total.
Yeah,
that's some bullshit. Number two, who the fuck when he got beat down? Who the fuck carried him to his apartment?
They said he was worked so hard that he had to be physically fed.
Right. So who fed him and carried him to his apartment?
Somebody did, because he lived right behind the little place, so I guess it wasn't a long walk.
So this place that he's working at has workers that see the shit and let it go on.
Yep.
They should be implicit as well.
You're right about that.
All y'all motherfuckers, because I'm looking at part of this and it says that staff, so this nigga has other people that he pays, waitresses at the restaurant were reluctant to come forward because they feared Bobby Paul Edwards. Really? Customers would come in and hear stuff, but they didn't know what was going on. It's a whole fucking city of complicit people. It's a whole fucking city. You know what it sounds like when somebody get popped with a whip and screams out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the fuck that sounds like. You know what it sounds like when somebody get burned. You know how I know you know what it sounds like? Because you haven't heard it. And when you hear it, you won't forget. It's very fucking simple. That's not meat. Like, that's not a sandwich, nigga. You know what that is? Somebody's getting fucked up. And ain't nobody saying shit. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Oh, fuck,
man. This is we're laughing because it's absurd in 2017. This is a story that we're reading that was printed.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable. All them motherfuckers should go to jail. All of them.
Yeah. That's just sad.
Everybody should go to jail. God damn, South Carolina, do better. I got people from South Carolina, man.
Told you so already. South Carolina is a horrible place, man.
God, it's the cities. Is this a big city? This is man. Where?
No, I mean, Conway. South Carolina, there is no big city. Okay, so, First of all,
we're not going to let you slander the whole goddamn
thing. I'm just saying, man, South Carolina is like a giant Detroit, man. It's just like, you don't, nah, man, nah.
Stop it, man. They've got a fucking D1 school there.
They got a couple of them.
Okay, so stop it.
South Carolina. That's it.
Clemson?
Yeah, Clemson, South Carolina, and that's it.
And one of then the they top got
Myrtle nurses. Beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, Charleston.
Like, there you go. So, I mean, we name it off stuff. Don't
yeah, bruh, like, come on, man. I named everything in your state in one sentence.
And what's the problem with that? I'm just saying, give them their respect.
It's all right. Any other state, I would still be going. It's like a couple states like that. I'm not going to slander all the states because I know some people from those states, but I will never miss a chance to shit on South Carolina. Never.
Shit on South Carolina and you shit on Detroit in the same sentence. Our ratings are going to go down. I just want you to know that.
When nobody has internet in those two places, who gives a fuck?
Jesus Christ. Why is this on here? Tyrese versus The Rock. I've been hearing rumblings about this.
You haven't heard? Come on, Sawright, man. I just knew you'd be in on this.
No,
man.
Because I don't listen to Tyrese. He tweets like a 4-year-old.
Okay, but that's the beauty of it, man. You know what I'm saying? But basically what's going on is Tyrese is mad at The Rock because The Rock is doing a spinoff of Fast and the Furious, whatever his what's his character name?
I don't fucking know.
It's Hobbs or some shit like that. Yeah, Hobbs.
I guess.
Whatever. Yeah, because so Fast and Furious 9 is getting delayed behind this, right? Mm-hmm. So, because okay, this is what Tyrese said. Congratulations to at The Rock and your brother-in-law, aka 7 Bucks, producing partner for making the Fast and Furious franchise about you. He's saying, I like you. He's a DJ. Even if they call, I would not be deleting this post. You know what I'm saying? So he was talking shit, man. He was just like basically saying that the movie getting delayed because he's working on another project. So he starts talking all this shit about The Rock. And then The Rock fired back, man. The Rock goddamn ethered his ass and basically was like, listen, nigga, the director of the movie is in on this. So you need to back the fuck up, you little supporting actor, nigga.
Oh,
so,
shit. That's not what he said.
Hey, bruh, nigga. The Rock chumped his ass, nigga.
Is that what he said or is that what you're interpreting that he said?
Okay, maybe I
It's not very presidential. The Rock's running for president. He's not gonna send a tweet like that.
Yeah, so he said like he basically what did The Rock say? I wanna quote him correctly. He didn't say that, okay? Whoa. Presidential.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The Rock is brown. He has a different standard for him to run for president than it was for Trump.
I think the level has dropped now. Anybody can run for president now. If just basically saying The Rock is running for president lets you know that anybody can run for president. The Rock, nigga. That's gonna be amazing, nigga.
Nigga, we had Barack and The Rock. That's a winner for me.
President, our president gonna have a fucking nickname. President Dwayne
yeah.
Rock Johnson.
Hey, I'm with it, man. Ronald Reagan ran for president. Any actor can get it. I'm just saying. It's not very presidential.
At least Ronald Reagan was governor, though. I mean, we have lowered the bar that you don't even have to be a politician to be president, man. That's what I'm saying.
We see how great Ronald Reagan did for us as well.
Amen.
So Tyrese is mad because the director went for the money.
Yeah.
And he's blaming The Rock. It should make you feel some kind of way, Tyrese, if you've been in what? He wasn't in the first one, I don't think.
Was he in the first one? Nah, I feel like he came in three, I don't think.
Yeah, so you've been in enough of these that by now, if they were going to make a spinoff, they should have considered your character. They didn't. How about that? And then you got The Rock, who's fucking printing money right now. Why wouldn't you make a spinoff of his character? In any movie. I'm surprised they didn't make a spinoff from Be Cool.
Yeah, a spinoff with The Rock and Jason Statham. Like, come on, man. That's money right there. Like, Tyrese, like, you're not the reason why people go to see Fast and Furious. The Rock, Jason Statham, those are the people to get ass in the seats.
Tyrese was actually just comic relief on the last one. And the last one was funny enough by itself. That's why I don't fuck with it. That's why I said, who cares? Because the movie was so ridiculous. It should have just been an X-Men movie. I've never seen niggas fly through fire and shit like they did on this one. And they're supposed to be regular people. So yeah, Tyrese is mad. The Rock's getting money. Who do I have? The Rock! Fuck Tyrese. Didn't Tyrese just get married?
Yeah, but Tyrese from Compton. Watts. Well, Watts.
And then what?
You know how niggas used to say that back in the day? Like, well, he could fight. He from New York. What the fuck that mean, bro?
So you're saying in a fight, who I got, The Rock or Tyrese?
Yeah. If the beef come to hands, who you got?
I mean, The Rock play fought for 15, 20 years. Tyrese, we've never seen him even play fight. I got to go with The Rock.
Okay.
I got to go. I figure at some point, with all the play fighting and grappling, you had to have picked up a thing or two. And that might be enough to whoop Tyrese's ass. You can bench press Tyrese. I got to think you can whoop his ass. If a nigga can bench press you, I think he can beat your ass. That's not factual. That's just how. That's just what I think. Who you got?
Man, come on, man. Rock all the way, man.
Okay. You know. I'm just saying.
Let's see what The Rock said, man. Let's see.
Let me tell you something. Me and you, one-on-one.
Oh, this is just a trailer.
I beat your ass like a Cherokee drum. What?
Maybe one day we'll find out.
So, no, not nothing, really.
Okay. So, yeah, either way, he's printing money. I don't give a shit. The Rock can make any money.
He's the number one action film star in the world right now, money wise.
Exactly. It's not even a thought process. Like, of course, I would have been down with The Rock being in Black Panther if they could have figured out a way to do it.
Where white people in Black Panther, man? Ain't no white people in Black Panther, man. It's a racist fucking movie.
We're just gonna move to the next topic. I won't even take debate on that one. I'm saying, just gonna move on. I know that movie, the trailers are crazy. I'm just gonna move the fuck. You can also see the trailer at nappyafro.com, by the way.
Yes, man. Check it out, man. Got me excited to see it, even though I know nothing about Black Panther, but I'm gonna watch.
That's the funny thing. I don't know anything about Black Panther either, but everybody seems to know everything about Black Panther all of a sudden.
Yeah, man, niggas be lying, bro. Like, everybody a comic, like, niggas ain't read comic books, man. Stop it, man. I be hating when motherfuckers be acting like they know everything. Like, man, no, you don't, man. Stop.
It's okay, black people. I'm speaking specifically to black people right now. It's okay to be excited about some shit that you didn't know about. Yeah. It's okay to gain new knowledge. I have a collection of Black Panther comic books 1 through 10. I haven't cracked a seal in any of my hoes. But I bought it because the shit was popping. I don't know anything
hype
about
Black Panther. Hype beast all right, man.
It wasn't a hype thing. When I heard about Black Panther, I was in. But I wasn't one to be like, oh yeah, you know, he's from Wakanda. I didn't know all of that shit before. Yeah. But now niggas is talking about, well, vibranium is better than that. I'm like, come on, man, you didn't know this shit. You didn't know. It's okay to just be excited about the shit. I'm excited. I'll say that. We got a list. Y'all know how much I love lists. Are you what's going on right now? Is your garage moving?
And that was the trash man is coming at 4:30, man. What kind of bullshit is this, man?
That motherfucker's not committed to his job at all.
He's like 4:30, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
That trash gonna walk itself to the dump.
Hey, that's what I hate, the recycled trash man, because that nigga is never consistent. Like the regular trash man, he come every fucking what's the day? Wednesday? Every fucking Wednesday. Like, you gotta beat that night. He 8 o'clock, that motherfucker then came. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucking recycle nigga, he come any motherfucking time he want to on goddamn Wednesday.
Right, damn, man. We got a list for y'all, and I actually want to go through this whole list.
Yeah.
Because we got time for y'all right now.
Got time, nigga.
We light on the topics, and this is going to be a short show anyway. Let's give you the top 25 MCs of all time as... John, where do you get this shit? As reported by New Arena.
Yes, man. NewArena.com, man.
I don't know anything about them, so I'm not disparaging the website. I just don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
This was posted August 8th of 2017, so this is recent.
Yeah, recent.
Recent. Number 25 on the top 25 list, Scarface. This is already going to be a rough list. If Scarface is all the way down to 25, this is going to be a rough list, bruh. Number 24 is Joe Budden. Buttons, first of all. Joe Budden's, wow.
25.
I don't know if I want to go on with this list. oh, hell no. Number 23 is Talib Kweli. 23.
Yeah.
Do you think that's too high or too low? You think that's too high or too low?
It's probably, okay, what are we saying? High. Like.
Okay, so should it be higher than top 10? Like, should it be 10, 1 through 10?
Or no, should it be... not Talib Kweli?
Yeah.
I think 24, well, you say he was 23?
Yeah.
He's too high. That means that he needs to be like...
He should be 30 or something is what you're saying.
30, 40s, yeah, somewhere around there. 40, 50s, somewhere around there.
Now just to put this in perspective, Germ thinks Talib is a little, he's boring.
A little boring?
I'm just trying to say, I don't want to put all the words in your mouth.
I do like a couple of his songs, but to put him in the top 25 of all-time rappers, nah, no way in the world. No way in the world.
Talib is dope. I don't know offhand if he would make my top 25, but I think he would be higher than Budden at any time, so I'm still not mad at that. Mos Def, who y'all continue to call Yasin Bey. That's he allegedly legally changed it, but like if you're talking about a legal name and you've been going by a rapper name, I don't know what that means.
Oh, so I can call Amanda Diva, Amanda Diva then. That was her first rap all, name.
But she dropped the Diva.
Either you're gonna call him Yasin Bey or I'm gonna call her Amanda Diva. We'll okay, make so, a concession there.
All right, so Mos Def is number 22. on this list. I'm interested to think to hear what you think about this because I feel like Mos Def has been carried by two albums.
Don't you do that, all right. Don't you slander.
I'm asking because I know that that's, you know, we talk about this a lot. I think Mos Def is dope. There's no denying that. But how much mileage can you get out of two albums? Black on Both Sides, and he did Black
still
Star.
Still be alive. And still be alive.
And both, yeah, because those are both, that's both before 2000. The yeah. New Danger was aight. True Magic wasn't even a rap album. The Ecstatic wasn't even a rap album. So what else are we talking about? There's no other albums. Am I missing something?
Not missing anything. So I write another guy ranked too high. Like, I don't get it.
So I don't know. this one, now this is where you and B-Eazy get outraged. Number 21 is Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Now, I know at one point you and Easy both said that he was the hottest rapper in the game.
He was. Snoop was the number one. Not hottest, he was the best. Not hottest.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He was the hottest and he was the best in the game at one point. Number 21. So you feel like that's way too low?
I mean, I can see Snoop 21. I could live with that. I could live with that.
Wow, so you could think of 20 rappers better than Snoop?
I mean, like you said, how long can you live off two albums?
So wait, you're saying Snoop is living off two albums?
No. Snoop is, he got a lot of singles. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But Snoop is more single driven and what he does is like Snoop Dogg is like his whole persona is what we love. You know what I'm saying? Like I can give a fuck if Snoop make music anymore. Like I don't give a damn. You know, Snoop make a song, that doesn't mean anything to me. You know, he do songs with Katy Perry, you know, shit like that. Like, Snoop persona is what I love. Like, here, remind you of your fucking cool-ass uncle, man. Like, yo, but, like, your mama brother or something. Like, yo, you know, they wasn't too much older than you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was like, you know, maybe 10 years older than you. So, he kind of got it. So, that's what I think we love more about Snoop.
But before 2000, he still had, like, four albums.
Yeah, true.
So, I don't know. I mean, he had Doggy Style, Dogfather. I feel like
Doggy Style, what was the second one? Was Dogfather?
No, Dogfather was the second one.
You sure?
I'm never sure, but
yeah, you're right. Because I'm thinking like I was like, what about his first album? His first album, Doggy Style. I'm thinking like the Chronic. No. Yeah, like okay, so Doggy Style. Then he had Dogfather. Then he had a dope album with No Limit. I forgot which one it was.
I think he had two of those. He had the No Limit Top Dog.
He had Top Dog, and then he had It Pays the Cost to Be the Boss. Then he had Last Meal. So he had like three or four No Limit albums.
Right, that's what I'm saying. People thought this shit was dope.
Yeah, so I mean, no. So you're right. So, I mean, I'm not mad with Snoop being in 21. I could see him, you know what I'm saying, being top. At least 20, 21, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Top 20, 21, right on the outskirts. I can live with that.
Okay, I mean, that's interesting. I give you that. It's also hard to try and cap for these dudes who've been out, you know, cap for these dudes who've been out since 1980, 1990. Like, okay, nigga, that's a long time for us to be fucking with your catalog. Like, if you ain't dropped nothing in the 2000s that was dope, it's kind of hard to keep to keep repping you, in my opinion, of course. Number 20. We're in the top 20 now. Redman. I'm going to go on record and say that Redman is one of the most disrespected MCs of all time.
Because he rapped, he didn't have that content. He just was a rapper. He was just a rapper. Like, his songs never had any, like, the only songs that maybe had a fucking context was the Superman Lover songs. But other than that, the rest of his songs, he was just fucking rapping. You know what I'm saying? So, That's why he gets disrespected. Like, you know.
Muddy Waters was also one of the dopest hip hop albums ever.
It was nice.
He gets slept on. I can't wait to see what you say about this. Number 19, Royce da 5'9".
I can see that.
Royce, really? Royce. I didn't know you liked Royce.
Royce is one of the rappers that I didn't like because, you know, I just didn't give him a chance. But then when I really listened to him, I was like, damn, man, Royce nice.
He's definitely, you know, as you call it, one of the rappity rap niggas.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, I hate on a lot of Midwest niggas because I don't like the Midwest flow. Jesus, like, Christ. You know, it's just something about the Midwest flow I just don't like. And same thing with the California flow. I don't really, you know what I'm saying, like that little Cali. It's a little Cali song, man. Every Cali song got that little bounce to it. Nah, I just don't like that shit.
It's a vibe. Ain't that what the kids say now? It's a vibe.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at that. Royce is dope as shit.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is where the stands meet the writing list. And I don't even have a comeback for this. It just doesn't feel right to me. Now, I know one of my best friends puts this nigga like top three. Lupe Fiasco.
Number what? 18?
Number 18 is Lupe Fiasco.
I get it.
Food and Liquor was dope.
Yeah. I think Lupe's his activism and the way he stand up against the industry and his artistic view gets him that high on the list.
You but know, Lasers happened, bruh.
Yeah. But then he came back with Enemy of the State, the mixtape, though, like, which is still dope to this day. Like, still, I put in Enemy of the State, that shit's still dope.
So are we saying that top 20 is good for Lupe? Like, that's justified?
I'm not upset with it. But, I mean, I wouldn't put him there. I put him around 20 to 25.
So far in this list, we're up to 18. We're not outraged just yet.
Not yet. Not like we ain't flipping over tables yet. We kind of like scratching our heads.
Yeah.
Not really scratching our heads. We kind of like raise eyebrows. We ain't scratching our heads.
This is, now I want to make sure that I say this before we get to the next ones. This is ranking the top 25 MCs of all time. And I'm pretty sure that says MCs for a specific purpose.
I got
you. We talk about who can actually move the crowd, command the crowd, put on a live show. I'm assuming that that's what this is. I'm sure that if we were smart and we would have read the lead into this, it would have said something like that. I might go back and check that out. Number 17 is Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, okay.
What was that? You kind of scoffed.
Oh, no, I just, you know, I'm going to let you handle this one.
What do you mean? I'm asking your opinion.
I don't have Q-Tip in my top 20.
Is there a reason?
He dope. I mean, you know, that's what you like. You know what I'm saying? He more of a 25 to 30 range, you know what I'm saying, on my list.
So if you couple his solo work, well, I guess that's the other question. Can you include his group work?
I mean, it got to be because you got to include all of that. And so, you know what? Yeah, he about 20 to 25. I'm not even going to, you know what I'm saying, no drop no farther than 25.
Amplified was the album that everybody rocked with. I really like Kamal the Abstract. I don't think a lot of people heard that shit. And then you got all the work with Tribe. And then you got all his production credit, I guess. I mean, if I wanted to go to a live show and see somebody perform, Q-Tip would be on that list.
He got a lot of bangers.
Yeah. This is where the New Yorkers flame out, go crazy, because this nigga ain't higher. Ghostface Killah, GFK, is number 16.
Whoa. Personal favorite. In my personal favorites, yeah, but if I'm doing an all-time list, Ghostface Killah, Yeah. Wow.
So you don't think he should be that high?
I mean, I think it's more of a cult following with him than just, you know, but that's crazy. Ghostface Killah, you said it's number what?
This is number 16.
Number 16 all-time? God damn. Wow.
So I'm not a Wu fan, so all of my shit is going to sound like slander when I say that. But from what I've seen of Face, he's not a performer like that.
Uh-uh.
So if we're talking about an MC list, he's a rappity rap nigga, but I don't know that he's a performer like that. I don't know. It's a curious one to me, but I'm not a Wu fan, so I'll shut up. We got nothing else to add on that one? We moving on?
That's
one train that I never got on. MF Doom, number 15.
Who?
MF Doom. I have no comment on this because I don't know shit about MF Doom like that. I don't.
Man, I know enough to know that I ain't listened to him, that he too fucking high on the list to be number 15. Fuck that shit. Only thing I heard him rap on was Gas Face. That was it.
So the reason I haven't heard anything from MF Doom, because I know that, you know, people are like, this is a fucking, y'all do a music podcast, how do you not know MF Doom? When I started hearing about MF Doom, the hype, like the niggas who told me about it, his face was melting as he was telling me about MF Doom. So I was like, it's not going to meet that expectation for me. And then when I heard about it after the fact, it was always so much hype, I wasn't interested. Like, because I know I'm going to be let down. So I just didn't bother. Like, motherfuckers go so hard for MF Doom, and it's usually niggas that's wearing Skechers or some shit like that. Yes, so I'm just looking at you funny. Like, okay, bro. Like, your backpack dusty as fuck.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay. Like, you telling me about MF Doom? Yo, listen to MF Doom, and you got those old CD Walkman headphones. Like, listen to this, and you got to pull them off. I'm like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Let's not say that he's not dope. I'm just saying that I openly saying, I never gave him a shot. All right? Yeah. So calm down, y'all. Oh, this is some bullshit here. Now, I'm upset. Number 14 is Kanye West.
Wow.
Number 14 is Kanye West. It's Kanye. What'd you say, maybe?
Amazing.
Is he top 10?
Personal... I can't put him in my top 10. Nah, I can't do it.
Is he top 15?
15 to 20, I put Ye in.
I think Ye, what we want from Ye is higher than his actual ranking. So his first 2-3 albums was dope as shit. Dark Twisted Fantasy was dope as shit. That came out, what, 2010?
It might have came out like 8 or some shit like that.
No, I think 8 was 808s and Heartbreaks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 808s and Heartbreaks was the album that, you know, it grew, but I don't think that's a dope, dope album. I think, I guess ranking, he has to be 14. He would have to be in there, because those first three albums, Graduation,
Late Registration,
My Dark, like, those albums are classics for hip-hop.
Yeah. Ye do got a lot of classics.
Yeah, I can't even argue it, but if we're talking about MCs, do you want to see a Kanye West show?
I mean, if he don't do none of that Yeezus and, you know what I'm saying, all that Kanye, but if it was just like Kanye before, Watch the Throne, or maybe even a little Watch the Throne Kanye, maybe. But yeah, like old Kanye, yeah, but new Kanye, nah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, we miss the old Kanye, for real. Number 13 is Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is number 13. I'll let Germ handle this one. Germ?
I mean, I'm not mad at that one at all. Not mad at it. Because Lil Wayne from 05 to like 09, maybe 2010, he was a man. He was the man. So I can see that. I'm not mad at that one at all.
I'm starting to think, now that's number 13, I'm starting to think that this writer is young, because everybody that we've had above Q-Tip, they've dropped material in 2000. 2000 on it. Like I said, I know that when it's older than that, it gets hard to defend your catalog, but LL's got to be in the top 5 at this point, if we're talking about MCs. Oh, this nigga's got to be young, bro. He's got to be young. Number 12 is Andre 3000.
Wow.
Now, nigga, look, this is all I will say about this. If Andre is number 12, Big Boy needs to be around the same area. If you don't have Big Boy in your list and you got Andre, you're being disrespectful, and I can't take your opinion seriously. You agree with that?
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. We've talked about this ad nauseum. Andre being separated from the crew. And here he is at number 12. I don't really know if we have anything else to add to that. That's all I can say. And Jerm was in Atlanta for a long ass time. Just saying. Kendrick Lamar is number 11. That's how I knew that this guy was young. That's not disrespecting Kendrick Lamar, but we're talking about 5 years of history.
Oh my God!
Maybe 6 years. I think Section 80, which was an actual album, was somewhere around 2010. So we give you 7 years of hip hop notoriety. Section 80 didn't put you on for real. So you didn't really get popping until Mad, which was 2012. So 5 years, like I said, and you made number 11 MCs of all time. Hey.
Jeez.
I guess. And then I'm confused because number 10 is Big Daddy Kane. How do you put him up that high and then come back with Big Daddy Kane, who most people put in their top five?
And this guy is not young, man.
I'm very confused because if we're talking about straight MCing, BDK is probably top three, in my opinion. I'm not talking about album shits. I'm talking about if I'm going to see a performance, BDK is top three for me.
Man.
Nobody, this nigga's 40 years old and he's still flipping the shit on stage. Breath Control is amazing. What do you think, though? I don't think you're a real Big Daddy Kane fan.
I mean, I respect Big Daddy Kane. I mean, I get why people, you know, but me, I was a little too young for Big Daddy Kane, so
here we go again.
A lot of stuff missed me, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I respect his, I respect what he does and everything like that. Don't get me wrong. That's not because he influenced Big and fucking Hov, so you gotta give Big Daddy Kane his props. You got to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Number 9 is Ice Cube. It's a tough one. You got NWA and you got Cube's solo career.
That's
kind of rough. We got the Lynch Mob.
Then we go over that solo career on a couple shows ago.
We did. We kind of slandered it. We kind of slandered it because we talked a lot about those independent albums that no one's heard.
Yeah.
Look, man, I don't know. I don't know what you want to do with this. They got him ranked number motherfucking 9.
Wow. Let's just move along.
Right. We'll lose our check if we say too much more.
Because somebody I know is an Ice Cube stan, so, you know, let's just move along.
Number 8, again, slanderous. Number 8 is KRS-One. If we're talking about top 25 MCs of all time, and I'm going to see a live performance, KRS-One is probably top 3.
Okay. But top 8, I mean, I can live with KRS-One being top 8. That's respect. That's respect. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because like you said, I haven't heard a new KRS-One song in a long time.
He did drop an album like a year or two ago. It was like a mixtape or some shit. But here's the other thing. If we're saying this top 8, that means that the top 7 got to be amazing. And I don't have confidence that the top 7 are amazing.
Just keep going. It's all right. It gets better. All right.
Number 7. Oh, number 7 is Rakim.
The 7th letter. The symbolism.
Like, I feel like they did that shit on purpose. Look, man. This is episode 275. I'm pretty sure that I've talked about Rakim on at least 270 episodes. So I will save it this time. Just know that number 7, y'all just stabbed me a little bit with that one. Just stabbed me a little bit with that.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to take your chance to get your shot in?
No, not at all, man. I mean, I said what I said, you know. All right.
I mean, because Jerm usually never misses a chance to get a shot in at Rakim.
I'm going to let you slide on this one. Sorry, right, man. He took a, you know, punch to the chest on this one, man.
I appreciate. Oh, it looks even worse when you look at who he's bracketed by. Number 6 is Tupac.
Tupac, man, he got a hold on people, man. I don't get it. I mean,
it's an amazing
MC, MC, Tupac.
It's an amazing hold on people, bro. Tupac, I will go as far as to say Tupac gave the most epic interviews in the history of hip-hop.
Mm.
Anytime Tupac sat down with somebody, it was some shit.
Yeah. He was an actor. Let's not forget that.
Well, there you go. However, for people who give him, they talk about all his dope albums. Tupac, and I said this before, Tupac gave us a lot of music that people forgot.
Yeah.
And now you can put your reasons on that the way you want to. You can bracket that conversation how you want to. But there's a lot of music that came out of the Pac catalog that y'all don't even, even the most Tupac stands. If your name ain't Peabody, you don't know the music. That's all I'm saying. But Tupac is number 6, top 25 MCs of all time. So now we're at that. This is
top crazy. 5.
Most. This is the nigga.
NewArena.com. NewArena.com.
Number 5 on the NewArena.com top 25 MCs of all time. As we're reviewing this for NappyAfro.com, number 5 on this list is B.I.G.
What?
Number 5 on this list is B.I.G.
Hey, this top 4 better be a motherfucker. It must be the records I never heard of. And Biggie number 5.
I have personally, and I'm being completely honest, I have never heard any conversation or context where Biggie has been lower than number 2.
Or 3. 3 is or the 3. Lowest.
I give you 3. If you're a young head, I give you 3. I've never heard Biggie listed as number 5 anything.
Wow.
Number 5, bruh.
I'm thinking of some rapper's name I haven't heard of, and I'm just like, man.
Number 5, bro.
Wow. Let's see what number 4 is, man. Whoa.
Number 4 is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z number 4?
Jay-Z is ranked above the nigga that he copied his lines from, yes.
Damn.
Jay-Z, as far as hip-hop goes, you cannot remove Jay-Z from hip-hop history. It's impossible.
Yeah. Damn.
But top MCs, we're going to have to go back and look at this criteria for MCs. Top 25 MCs, if we're talking about live performance, Jay-Z personally wouldn't be on my list. I wouldn't shell out a bunch of money to go see Jay-Z perform live.
Jesus.
But I definitely wouldn't go see Jay-Z live before Biggie.
Damn.
That's number 4. You have anything to say other than being incredulous? It sounds like you're incredulous right now.
I mean, let's keep going. All shit. Right.
So number 3. Jerm, I'm gonna need you to give all of your disrespect on this one. Number 3 is Nas. Go ahead.
Nas, I mean, I can see Nas being number 3 on the list if I didn't know who was 4 and 5. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people have this little, you know, Nas, this underdog. Everybody loves an underdog. So everybody loves Nas. And, I mean, Nas is like, don't get me wrong. When Nas, early in his career, he was nice. But then when Jay-Z murdered him, it's like Nas was just back boring and shit. Like, I mean, just Nas is a boring rapper. Let's keep it real. But like I said, I can see Nas being number 3 if I didn't know who 4 and 5 was on this list.
If it was a blind ranking, you'd be okay with it. But you're putting him above Jay-Z and Biggie.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Whew. So that's number 3.
Hey, I some names I ain't heard yet.
And well, then, we only got 2 more spaces. We only got 2 more spaces, bruh. Number 2 on this list. Jesus Christ. Father Mary and Joseph. Eminem is number 2. I will go on record and say when Eminem first came out, I wasn't a fan. I didn't like that first album, Shady. I didn't like that shit. Once I started hearing him rhyme on other shit, I thought he was dope. And at some point, I may have even ranked this motherfucker top 5. Since then, I have been off the Eminem bandwagon. And I forget who it was. It might have been Chuck D. I think it was Chuck D who wrote it in one of his books. How can you give him praise for a system that he was meant to exploit?
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think it was it Vince Staples? Vic Staples? I can't never say his name right.
Yeah, Vince Staples.
Vince Staples, young ass, said this shit perfectly. If Eminem was black, he'd be Redman. Which Eminem also said.
King Germ said an article on NappyAfro.com something about Eminem would never be the GOAT or something. Yeah. He said if Eminem was black, he'd be fucking cannabis. And he said that a long time ago. So, you know. But
And I don't find any fault with any of that shit at all. I so agree with that right now that having him on this list is jarring as shit to me. If Redman is, where was Redman? It was like
21, something like
way
that.
Way the fuck back there. And Eminem is number two?
Number two. Even.
Come on, bro. Royce the 5'9", Joe Budden, all these cats are syllable flippers that rhyme with this nigga. Mm. And they're back further than him? They're in the 20s. He's number two.
Mm.
If you get, right, if you put them bar for bar, I don't know that Eminem can out-rap Royce the 5'9". And Royce is back at 20s.
Mm, it's okay. This is okay. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and name some names that you're missing right now because there's only one spot left.
Okay, but this is what they said they use off the list. The criteria all of these artists have met to garner inclusion within this list include the following: impact, skill, longevity, and contribution. All of these areas need to be exhibited throughout their respective careers in order to reach the summit of the rapping throne. Okay. Yeah, it's some bullshit, babe. It's some bullshit.
It's not bad criteria. But like I said before, in context with the Chuck D comment, if you put in a system that you're meant to exploit, i.e. they gave you a record deal because you're a white boy who can rhyme. Yeah, it worked. Like, it worked. And then what? I don't know.
Hey, man, that was crazy. That was crazy. Come here.
I'm not like, and I don't even know how to say it without sounding like, because anybody who's listening to Eminem, who's an Eminem fan, and they listen to this, they're going to be like, oh, y'all shitting on Eminem. Well, y'all ain't
shit. Y'all haters, man. Y'all just saying it because he. No, we're not. I mean, we're just saying, like, let's not, you know, we're not hating on him. I mean, we have
examples. We have.
We said two of his albums are dope, but I think the rest of his shit is trash. Like, if it ain't the Eminem Show or the Marshall Mathers LP, the first one, I don't really want to listen to Eminem. I don't care about recovery. I don't care about relapse. I don't care about none of the rest of this shit. I don't care about his new album he got coming out. You know what I'm saying? I'm good on it.
I would personally say that I think that Redman's Muddy Waters is probably better than anything outside of those two albums.
Nah. Are you saying better than anything outside of those?
Yeah, from Eminem. Yeah, they're better than the rest of his catalog.
I can agree with that.
We haven't heard. Who are some names that you haven't heard?
Haven't seen Common. Haven't seen Jadakiss. Haven't seen. Let's see who I haven't seen. Big Boy, like you said. Haven't seen.
We know Big Boy's not going to make the list now. If he's not on, he's not going to be number one.
Haven't saw J. Cole. Haven't saw Fonte. Haven't saw Drake. Haven't saw. Let's see.
For you indie cats, we haven't seen Tech N9ne.
No Tech N9ne. Who else we haven't saw? Trying to think of people.
I'm thinking too. Like we haven't look. If you're from the South, Luda would probably be in your top 25.
E-40, T.I.
We haven't seen any women.
Any women?
No Killer Mike.
No Killer Mike. No Lauryn Hill. No Latifah. You said all women, so. That included all the women. So, yeah, there's a lot of people missing from this list.
A personal germ fave. No Rick Ross. We're talking about impact and career, no Rick Ross.
You're right.
Who else we got? No Pharoah Monch. Look, I know a lot of you cats is going to say Pharoah Monch. Nigga, all of these niggas' favorite rapper is Pharoah Monch.
Yeah, no Method Man, no.
Oh my God, no Method Man! What the fuck?
How you got Red Man? No meth.
That's crazy as shit. That's crazy as shit. No Big Pun.
No Pun. No Fat Joe. Like, you know, like.
This is fucking ridiculous, bro.
A lot of people missing from this list. This 25.
I mean, that's a personal favorite. He wouldn't be on the top 25. I was gonna say, but I won't say that. We got nobody from De La Soul.
Mm. No Fife Dog.
No Fife Dog. We got Chuck D. No Chuck D, nigga. No Chuck D.
No Cool Mo D. No LL Cool J.
No Busta Rhymes. Well, we still got slide for number one. So maybe LL will slide in number one. No Busta Rhymes, though.
Mm. Will Smith.
Will Smith make a top 25? No DMX.
No X. Mm.
It's a lot of and it's gonna be names missing, right? But you're like, shit. If somebody's made it, then some of these other ones should have made it.
Yeah.
And if you're from the South, you mad as fuck right now because they ain't rep for the South at all.
Mm-mm.
Should I go through any other names that we can think of?
I mean, let's just go off with number one. Let's just go ahead and grab number one.
So number one on the top 25 MCs of all time, as ranked by New Arena, and easy if you put this on YouTube, make them come back to the show to listen. You have to go to nappyafro.com to listen to number one. How about that? Number one on this list is Black Thought. Germ, you're laughing as if Black Thought doesn't deserve that spot.
I'm not laughing because, I mean, I like Black Thought. But number one? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Explain. Come on, man, meaning what? You don't agree with him being number one?
Nah, man. Over Biggie? Over Hov? Over, like, everybody? Come on, man. Black Thought? Come on, man. He deserved to be in your top 10. You know what I'm saying? But not number one. Man, no. Man, no. Nah.
So, of the top 10, who do you think can out-rap Black Thought?
Biggie, Hov, shit. Kendrick, J. Cole not even on the list. Fonte not even on the list.
You think all of them can out-rap Black Thought?
I just said it. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Wow. Wow. I think I thought you liked Black Thought more than that.
I do, but I'm just saying, like, just, number one is disrespectful. I only put it on here because it was Black Thought number one. I said, it's all right, gonna love this. That's his boy.
I was gonna say, like, I can't argue with this one too much.
Yeah, that's his Saul Wright's boy. I was just like, wow. Saul Wright made this list. He was guest writing for another site.
Well, hell no, because ain't no Nelly on here, ain't no Nemesis. Ain't no MC Thick. You know I ain't make this list. Ain't no E-40 on this list.
Yeah.
You might have already said that.
Yeah. Even though, you know, E-40 gets no play in this ride.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is an amazing list. Let us know what y'all think about this list in the comments or tweet us at nappyafro.com. Let us know what you think. I don't know what to say.
Hey, man. It's fucking amazing.
I would pay top dollar, and I've seen the Roots live. I would pay top dollar to see Black Thought. I would pay top dollar. There's a lot of rappers out there that aren't associated with acts anymore from my childhood that I would pay to see. And if when I think of top MCs, that's what I think of. But when you put all that criteria together, I don't really understand this list. Eminem was number two. Scarface is 25. Scarface, Andre were like the only two Southern rappers y'all named.
Yeah.
Talib was 24.
They had MF Doom on the list.
MF Doom made the list. Redman was number 20. Royce was number 19. Lupe was number 18. Tip was 17. And that's Q-Tip, Tip Harris.
Tip, yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah. Let's make the distinction.
That's Q-Tip. T.I.P. Harris didn't make the list. Ghostface is number 16. MF Doom is 15. Kanye is 14. Lil Wayne is 13. Shit.
Hey, Queen Germ, how you doing? Everybody say what's up to Queen Germ. She just coming in here Queen slamming Germ? Doors. Hey.
Hey, millions.
And millions. Hey, millions.
Appreciate you coming through. Ask her what she thinks of the number one.
Okay, we just went through a list of 25 of the greatest rappers of all time, and number one was Black Thought. You have anything to say about that?
Who's Black Thought?
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to understand. Like, is it a setup? What's happening?
No, this is a real
shit.
What they say? I mean, rap. I heard a song
before. You heard a song before, from The Roots.
What the song is?
The Roots.
Oh, the group, The Roots.
He's the only one that raps.
I mean, okay, and so
Black Thought is the dude, the beard.
Yeah,
Tariq Trotter.
Uh huh. So
he was named the number one rapper of all, greatest rapper of all time, greatest MC of all time. Let me get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, right?
And who was the one who handled it? Y'all did this?
No, newarena.com.
Oh, okay.
We're just trying to expose shitty websites out there and let them know that.
Apparently not.
You know, y'all should fuck with Nappy Afro. We keep it real with y'all. We ain't out here making phony ass lists up with Eminem number 2 and Black Thought number 1. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? Biggie was number 5.
Yeah, they need to reevaluate that lineup.
Jay-Z was 4, Nas was 3, Eminem 2, and Black Thought number 1.
Interesting.
And Queen Germ don't even listen to hip hop like that. She a more Mary Yolanda Adams or Molly Is fan. You know what I'm saying?
Molly Music,
excuse me.
Let's get it right.
MALI Music. If you want some up tempo.
Some contemporary gospel.
Contemporary gospel.
Life music. They don't call themselves gospel.
But you on the internet, they are niggas. But this is what you listen to.
They are niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, niggas do nigga shit. So
yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
But this right here, that lineup is, yeah, that's terrible. But
yeah.
I think they must have been coasting off of Black Thought doing that rap roulette he was doing, where he was freestyling with, I think he was freestyling with Meth. And Black Thought spit, but that kind of made the rounds, and that must have been around the same time that they did this list.
Yeah.
Because I don't think most regular folks would put... Like, Black Thought is the one that usually people forget to mention, and then when you say his name, they're like, oh, shit, let me reshuffle my list. Most people aren't putting him number one. Nah. So I feel like they put him number one because he was in their recent memory. Like, oh, shit, let me make a list now because niggas is talking about Black Thought, and Black Thought's my number one. Like, they probably started at one and went down the list backwards. Because that's crazy. Yeah, so right off of that, I don't know how we're going to segue into this. Let's just get to Jerms Keep It 100.
Man, my Keep It 100 this week, man. Wrote it down.
I've got it if you need the reminder, sir.
I got it, man. Oh, yeah. You want guaranteed contracts in the NFL, man? Listen to me. I'm going to tell you how. King Jerms came up with a simple solution to solve the problems in the NFL. What we do is, instead of saying these stupid-ass contracts, we just have three-year deals. That's it. That's the max deal is 3 years. Because let's be honest, with football, you're not going to get that much production out of somebody. And then that gives the player the option to re-sign after the 3 years. He might not like his situation. You know what I'm saying? He might feel, you know, and go somewhere else. Sign a three-year deal somewhere else. That way, it's a smaller contract. You can guarantee the money. So, you know, max out $12 million be max, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that way it's guaranteed $12 million every year, 3 years, $36 million. That's about what you were spending anyway with the guaranteed signing bonus, all the other bullshit. So it works out for everybody. So if you're listening out there, NFL owners, NFL Players Association, push that at your next CBA. I bet you get some traction.
But what about players like Aaron Rodgers who are going to get more than $12 million a season?
No, that's the max.
Right, but I'm saying there's people like Aaron Rodgers who deserve more than $12 million a season.
Then when you re-up on your second deal, then maybe the max will move up some. You know what I'm saying? If you stay with the same team, it'd be kind of like the NBA. We can offer you more money, but on the open market, you only going to get this much. But it's still a three-year deal. You know what I'm saying? It might move up to, you know, 45, you know, no more than 60. 60 be the highest you have to pay somebody. That's $20 million a year, man. Guaranteed. Because they weren't guaranteeing these guys this much money.
I think for some positions you'd have to have exceptions. I think quarterback is one of those positions.
Nah, fuck that.
3 years, you go through more coaches in 3 years than you do players.
Hey, but so in that 3 year period, I could be like, you know what? I'm gone. Or we got a good situation here. Like Brady just keep re-upping with after his 3 years, he, it's understood that I ain't going nowhere. But at my end of it, you might be tired of me and be like, you know what I'm saying? It's time for you to go. So, I mean, I think it works all right.
I hear you, man. But if I'm a squad like the Packers, I'd hate for you get Aaron Rodgers for 3 years, $12 million, and then the next time he's up for contract, you got to compete against somebody like fucking Jerry's World down there in Dallas, and they offering $700 million. You gotta
they can't do that much, though. And that's what I'm saying. It's a cap. Like, it's just like, you know, it's a cap. Like, they can't offer, like, you can get more staying with the home team than you could get in the open market is what I'm saying. So if you stayed in
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can say, okay, we can pay you $15 million a year. They can only pay you $12. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't know that. And so I like the idea in theory. Mm-hmm. I'm also partial to football players because I feel like you only have a short career and you didn't make any money in college.
That's why I said.
But why are we capping your money that you can make?
I mean, so it comes so everybody can get paid. It's a 53-man roster. If everybody want a guaranteed contract, that's a lot of money. Like, that's not an NBA roster where you only got to pay 12 to 15 niggas. You know what I'm saying? We talk about 53 guaranteed contracts.
So I wouldn't guarantee 53 contracts.
So, but I'm just...
that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand the idea of guaranteed contracts, but not everybody deserves a guarantee. If you play special teams, you don't deserve a guaranteed contract. I can replace you every fucking week.
I'm only worth 200,000 to you, so that's my guaranteed 200 grand. You know, that's nothing compared
to. Then find another job. So if we're doing guaranteed contracts, maybe you give a team a certain amount of guaranteed contracts. And once you get that amount, that's it. Like scholarships, like you do for college. So each team in the league gets four guaranteed 22. Contracts.
You got to get 22 guaranteed contracts.
I wouldn't do that many. There's too many.
But it's 22 positions on the field, man.
There's 22 people. 22 of them motherfuckers don't deserve guaranteed contracts. Get them motherfuckers. If you're trying to make the league competitive and you're trying to get guaranteed contracts, do 5 guaranteed contracts.
God damn.
That'll be your quarterback because you're going to pay him money. That'll be your fucking wide receiver. That's going to be maybe a defensive lineman or a D-back. And maybe another wide receiver, some shit like you're going to lock down your positions. Offensive lineman, that left tackle usually gets a 7-year contract. That's it. Everything outside of that, if you hit the open market and you're outside of that, you're number 7 on the list or you're number 6 on the list, then you got a chance to go somewhere else and pick up one of their guaranteed contracts.
Man, look, you gotta make it more, you know, trying to get some of the cutthroatness out the game. It's all right. We're trying to make the NFL more palatable. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that then, man, you're creating a barbaric system then, man.
Shit. Ain't that what the NBA does? They got 4 players that you can offer max contracts to, and after that, the motherfuckers can walk. Or they got 3 players you can max out, and then they can walk. Same thing for the NFL. If I'm Jerry's World, I got... Because I'm not paying my quarterback now, but if I got to do 3 guaranteed spots. All right, so now I got Dak Prescott, I got Ezekiel Elliott, and then who's my 3rd player? Maybe Dez Bryant? That means everybody else is open table, open season. Somebody else is going to give a max contract to one of them other players on the Cowboys team.
Man.
I'm just saying. That makes more sense to me than giving 22 guaranteed contracts.
And once again, Sawright punches holes through my theories, but Sawright's the man.
And here's the prime reason. Under your theory, Sam Bradford would be eligible to get another guaranteed contract. And I will not stand for a league or a country that will allow Sam Bradford to get any more guaranteed money. No more, nigga. This nigga's made $100 million and ain't did shit. I will not stand for it.
Hustler of the year, Sam Bradford, man. People don't understand.
I want to buy a Sam Bradford jersey just so I can wipe my ass with it.
God damn it. But you bought a Sam Bradford jersey at the end of the day.
And that's why I haven't done it, sir.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I haven't done it. Steal a Sam
Bradford jersey. That's what you should do.
I should do what? Steal one?
Steal one.
Nobody, like, no one is guarding a Sam Bradford jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't even be a theft.
You can go to any Ross in America and find your Sam Bradford jersey.
I've never seen a Sam Bradford jersey in person. Ever. I've never seen it. I don't think they exist.
You gotta go to Ross, all right. I know that's below you. You know what I'm saying?
That is not below me. I pride myself on buying shoes at $100 or less. So it's not a problem for me. I don't know why you got these people thinking I got money. I don't have money. You got money.
No, I do not.
You don't have money?
I'm poor, so all right.
Oh, here we go, man. Let's get to the winners and losers. I don't have time for this shit.
I'm about to start a GoFundMe for my wife, man, so I can get her some money. But I'll tell you about that off air. I don't want to let the people know.
Don't let the people just know, yet. Man.
Huh?
Don't let the people know, man.
No, I'm not, man. But my winners this week, man, first winner, man, is the Tom Brown Packers. I mean, blah, 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 blah. Tom Brown Gladiators.
You fucked up.
You said you got me thinking about the Packers and shit. Talking about Aaron Rodgers, Packers, and, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. Anyway, 4-0, best team in the city. Offense averaging 28 points a game, 28.5 to be exact. Defense averaging, giving up 8.25 points a game. were victorious last night over the Timberland Volunteers, 36-6. It was a, you know, we came out there and handled business, man, and, you know, looking forward to this game next week. Play old Levy, you know what I'm saying? It's the game, get the monkey off my back. And I don't see why we ain't the favorite coming into this game, because we are the best team in the city, hands down. And so next week, if this team that we beat last night scored 26 on Levy, I just don't know what we're going to do to them. So I'm ready for this game. Got practice today. Got to get the boys prepared. You know, we're going to take it as a normal week in practice, nothing extra, but, you know, we ready. So those are my winners. Those gentlemen handled business last night, made old coach proud, man. So, you know, shout out to those winners. I think I wrote down some other winners, too. Colin Kaepernick is also a winner. He filed a grievance under the CBA for collusion against the owners, you know what I'm saying, in the NFL. So everybody sees it. I mean, he has a lot of witnesses. This should be an open and shut case. So go ahead and get paid off this shit. Get this money. Fuck playing in any league, man. Save your fucking brain. You don't want your brain to look like oatmeal anyway. Like, I don't know why you're fighting so hard to get beat up, because, you know, get this money. You know what I'm saying? Give it all away to the people. And, you know what I'm saying, live your life as a legend, man.
Yeah, I don't know how this works. Like, I'm not one of those people that get on here and be like, yeah, this is going to change. I don't know. I'm not that extra intelligent, smart to know about this shit. I do know that you got to prove some shit. And I don't know what the fuck he's going to be able to prove.
I just played something about the president saying, hey, I wish one of these owners, you know, step up, not hiring these guys. And, you know, I just used the president's own words against him. And I was like, hey, this is the president saying this. These are his friends. He said, hey. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Yeah, he was saying punishing the people that took a knee. Like, they should be fired. This nigga don't have a job to be fired from.
But he said, I'm glad our owners took a stand and not hiring these people to disrespect. Oh. You know what I'm saying? That's the part, you know what I'm saying? Who else could they be talking
about? You might have something, man. Y'all need to hire Jern to be your legal support, man, your legal team. Who's the winner this week? I would say that, you know, my winner this week is LeBron James. LeBron came out of the game opener. They were talking about he wasn't going to play. And in, what, 41 or 42 minutes, he damn near had another triple-double and got the W. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Them Cavs look good. It's game one, but them Cavs look good. Mm. That's my winner this week. Who's your loser this week?
The Boston Celtics. Got a bad return on investment. Invested a lot of money in Gordon Hayward in the offseason and then maybe fucking 5 minutes in the game. This motherfucker breaks his fucking ankle. Paul George is the motherfucking place. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fucking, I mean, you know, it was a broken ankle, but man, goddamn, bro.
Woo. You understand. It was broken and dislocated.
Hell yeah.
That shit is done. Like, they're going to have to put that, they're going to have to set it in place, pin it. He's not playing again this season. And he might not play again. That's at his ankle, bruh.
Yeah, this is basketball. You need that motherfucker.
Yeah, he might not play again. I don't wish that on nobody, man. That shit was ugly. My losers again would be NBA, and it would be the Warriors. Golden State Warriors came out and was whooping the Rockets' ass.
Uh-huh.
They were up by like 20-something points at some point.
Okay.
Ended up losing the game, bruh.
Golden State lost last night?
Golden State lost to the Houston Rockets. And of course, this is the ring game. So, you know, all the fanfare was high. You got your banner. Y'all showing these big-ass rings. You got the trophy. And you took an L. Now, that appears to happen a lot.
Yeah.
But the fact that you lost to your conference rivals, it's the Rockets. You lost to the Rockets. You lost to the Rockets, bro. Like, as much as people want to say CP3 and the beard are going to be nice, you lost to the Rockets. You have the best assembly of basketball talent in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you lost to the Rockets. This is a team that once was 73-9.
Yeah.
And then you went and added KD.
Yeah.
And you lost.
Mm.
And then you went back and added players that would start on other teams. You got Swaggy P coming off the bench.
Wow.
Swaggy P. David,
Golden State.
Yeah, you got David West coming off the bench. Dang. Like, these are starters on other teams, bro. Y'all lost to the Rockets. So y'all my early losers. I'm pretty sure we won't be able to say that by the end of the season, because you'll be in the finals along with the Cavs. But It's game winner. We got to embellish.
Minute streak. Watch, they're not going to lose again for the next eight broadcasts.
Like, as good as the Cavs looked, and I was looking at this team, and I'm like, shit, you got once IT come back, you got Rose or Wade coming off the bench, you got Jamal Crawford, like, you got a squad. Nothing will beat this team in Golden State unless they don't want to play.
Jamal Crawford plays for the Cavaliers?
No, not Jamal Crawford. I'm tripping.
Oh, I was about to say, God damn, man.
I'm tripping. But they got a fucking squad. I can't think of the dude's name that they got from Boston.
I know you're talking about Crowder.
Yeah, Crowder. Y'all got Crowder, too. Like, and he might end up coming off the bench. You got Tristan coming off the bench, who was overpaid anyway. But as a second-string player, hey, man, you got a squad. But you're not fucking with that team at Golden State when they want to play.
I don't know, man. I think if the Cavaliers get some depth, man, they'll be able to fuck with them. Because last year, they problems with depth. When LeBron sat down, they weren't getting no production. And so I think if they get some depth, they'll be all right.
That's what I'm saying. They've got depth now.
Yeah, so I think they could see the motherfucking Warriors, man.
We shall see, because that's going to be the final.
Yeah.
That's going to be the motherfucking final. You got any shout-outs you want to give before we get up out of here?
Man, shout-out to the staff, man. Beezy, GQ Blues, All Right, Short T.
Short T.
Shout-out to all the listeners that listen, fuck with us every week, man. Shout-out to Ruler, myself, Peppy J from Be More. Shout-out to Dr. Brazen, everybody at the Dr. Brazen Network. Shout-out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout-out to RT3. Shout-out to MJ Money 9S. He had some slander for you last week, so all right. Not really, I'm just going to lie. He says you probably like somebody's music. I forgot who it was.
I saw that tweet. I appreciate that. I'll check that out, too.
Yeah, man. And anybody else who fuck with us the long way, short way, no way at all, man, shout out.
It's been another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com with your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice B. Keaton, and King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
And appreciate y'all buying shirts, too, niggas.
Thanks. Yes, sir. Keep buying them, man. You're feeding some hungry kid in Africa.
Man, you feeding them very little, but thank you.
Hey, they eating, goddammit. That kid right beside him looks starving like a motherfucker.
Nah, that's fucked up, man. Don't do
it. Wait for that food drop to come from 4-5. It ain't coming.
Nothing's coming from 4-5 but disrespect. Yeah. Nappy Alpha.